I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. We've been talking a lot about Josh Donaldson and what the deal is. And again, if you're one of these guys like, man, I don't care. Okay, well, go find me 37 home runs and, you know, 100 RBI.
Well, I mean, that's those guys feel that Austin Riley will just be able to pick it up where he left it off at the end of May. And then he'll be ready to roll, Carl. There won't be any fall off and we'll be rolling, and that's a big if. But, I mean, the idea that you're going to wait and see, I still got to believe they're still working the phones and trying to cut the best deal, which, you know, limits the amount of, like, whatever they have on their list, Carl, of the guys that are untouchable, the Cubs are going to want, or the Rockies are going to want. I mean, right now you got to replace 30 home runs and 100 RBIs. You got nothing.
Let's hear from Josh Donaldson. Credit to WSB. This is what he said. He was down in a 4A golf tournament, and they caught up with him. This is down in Florida, so he's on a split screen. But this is what he said, and when he was asked about why he made the decision he made.
Well, I mean, I think it was, it was tough to make that decision. But ultimately, it wasn't in the same realm for me as far as financially was concerned. And ultimately, you know, I've worked, this is going to be my 13th year in the big leagues, and I've been on a lot of one-year contracts, and, you know, the Twins were in a position to where they could offer me a lengthy deal to where I thought it was right for me and my family. And, ultimately, that's what the decision came down to. And it's obviously I've hit really well there at their stadium, and I think their team's going to be really good. And I think that their lineup is going to be, our lineup is going to be something pretty special.
Carl, hi, I'm an average Braves fan. There's no hometown love? No hometown discount? Bring of rain?
No.
Bring of rain?
There is no hometown
discount. It snows up in Minnesota. You won't like it up there for 81 home games? Come on.
Let's go to the next soundbite, which he is asked. I think this is the important one.
Because this is Allison Mastrangelo doing a great job there along with Zach on SB.
This is the important one because Allison asked him the question about would you have stayed if the Braves matched?
I've got to ask, did the Braves make you an offer at all, and can you share what that was? I mean, was it competitive in your opinion? Or?
I they ended up offering me late, like a day or so before. But, you know, it just didn't work out, and unfortunately, because, you know, I really enjoyed my time there.
Do you think if the money, I know it's, you know, a what-if game, but if the money were competitive or the same, would you have thought about maybe staying in Atlanta?
Well, I mean, I think that was a good fit for me, and I feel very fortunate and blessed to just be able to put on, you know, the uniform that I grew up of the team watching, and it was a dream come true to be able to play there. It ultimately didn't end up working out the way that we wanted it to, and but at the end of the day, you know, I'm looking forward to being in Minnesota and hopefully making some big things happen there.
Translation: I wanted to be here. They didn't offer what I thought they should have, or even came close to this particular offer. The part where he says it was a good fit for me tells me he wanted to be in this lineup. But again, it comes back to dollar bills, Mike, and it comes back to this offer. This is not a guy that's 22 and he's going to get another offer in 3 years. This is a guy, this is his last offer at 34. And so, again, we talked about this on Monday. I don't fault him for making the decision, but we all wondered why.
Yeah, I mean, he's the biggest contract for a guy over the age of 33 in MLB history. You can look it up. So we said it earlier. Okay, yes, you're going to take it in the shorts on arguably the last 2 years. The production is going to fall off. Father Time beats everybody. You see it in the NFL right now. But I got to get back to the World Series, or at least try to win the NL, right? I mean, get to the NLCS. Right now you got a big hole. We talked about the production. So immediately it gets that reaction from people on social media, Braves fans, you know, oh, typical cheap Braves, Liberty Media. We understand the baseball dollars and cents side of it. I get it. You know, but as you said, I'll worry about years 3 and 4 and potentially 5 later. I got to try to, you know, get this now. Now, if you don't have a plan B and your plan is to just pray that Austin Riley makes contact, well, that's not a plan. You know, what are you going to, you're going to then pass the cup around what, in March? You're gonna try to do a trade in the trade deadline, because no one's gonna have you over a barrel in July. And who knows, you might be out of the pennant race by then if you're losing the big piece in your 3, 4, 5. So I don't like it unless they can get a Chris Bryant or an Arenado here, which comes with its own little interesting, you know, wrinkles.
The other part, and we'll get to our strong arm story of the day. The other part of this Donaldson sound is he says they offered me late.
Yeah, you caught that, right?
Why, Braves? This was the number one thing after you would address starting pitching, Cole Hamels, bullpen, you signed all those guys. Why are we offering him late? Like I don't understand that.
And my waiting for the market to soften?
It wasn't.
Which it did.
He was the only guy out there that was available. I mean, there is no softening the market. You're trading to get the other guys you're talking about. This was a free agent, and they knew it. Well, that bothers me.
Is it term or was it the ammonia? Was the fifth year of the bugaboo for the Braves?
Well, I've been saying that to me, and again, this is my opinion. I think that's what it was and the guaranteed money involved with that. If he sucks in the last year of that deal, they go, we don't want you. Player option, we're not picking it up, but they still got to cut him an $8 million check. If he plays, he's still getting $16 million. It took the deal upwards of $100 million.
Right, and that's the great question, guys. And just before we get, it's a bigger story for Georgia, but is it worth a multi-billion dollar company to lose $50 million as far as you're not getting the production, you're not getting the return on your investment, but you deliver a championship to your city? I mean, the only other reason that would validate this for Liberty Media, if you're going to get that about the dollars and cents, Carl, is eventually the DH comes to the NL, and then this guy can do that. But there's no, again, that's a, I understand the logic of why you don't do it, but you go better find 30 home runs and 100 RBIs. Where is that right now? What is the plan?
I don't like the fact that we waited. And again, that hasn't been confirmed by the Braves, but this dude, why is he going to lie? I mean, Josh, you heard it in his voice.
He was embarrassed to ask, answering the question.
Absolutely. I think that to me is the biggest part that I don't like.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.